This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Emotional quick decisions and lack of patience is causing a lot of people self-esteem issues and financial issues. Watching people trade in the NFT space, in the stock market, day trading, glow up that's happening because of NFTs, in the flipping sports cards and sneakers, the lack of patience and the need, and more importantly, playing with money that you can't afford, which is backing you into a corner to not be able to have patience. I have empathy for that. If you're down 10% on something that is like the money you have, you get scared and you gotta bail out. Play with money that you can afford to lose when you're doing high risk investing, and NFTs are definitely high risk investing for that crew. And play a little longer. Like, give a little more thought to what you're buying and why. And then within that conviction of why you even bought it, give it time to breathe. I think it's gonna help a lot of you. A lot of people losing a lot of money and a lot of their self-esteem for no reason, because they're thinking in days, sometimes hours, instead of years and months. Even weeks seems like eternity for some of these friends that I'm making in these different channels. Please be thoughtful. Please, love you. Have the best weekend. Morning walk talk on some serious shit. Don't let anybody talk you out of your own fucking dreams and shit. Let them worry about themselves. They don't fucking know you. Nobody knows you better than yourself. I have no idea why so many of you are listening to other people's opinions about your dreams when they're not even going for theirs. Focus on your fucking self. Have the best week ever. Today's morning walk talk is about being obsessed with being properly rated or even overrated while misunderstanding the value of being underrated. I just watch a lot of people trying to convince people that they're great, that they're gonna be great, that their project's gonna be great, that their career is gonna be great. Which is fine and amazing and like, I love it, but when you really dig into some of the chats, this is kind of what I do, pay attention to what people are talking about, how they feel. You know, a lot of it's coming from insecurity. They want other people to think that too. Meanwhile, it's gonna play out on the field. Regardless of what every NBA player is saying right now about how this playoffs is gonna go, somebody's gonna hoist the fucking trophy in the end. Being underrated is really interesting because then you're just hitting game-winning shots. You're stunning them in the end. You know, they didn't think you could win. Plus, being underrated is awesome because you're doing your shit in quiet. Expectations are low. Trying to convince people you're gonna win to only lose leads to real unhappiness. Not trying to convince anybody of shit and going out and winning, that fucking is delicious. Get your overrated, underrated framework right. Regardless of what you think, regardless of what they think, the score is gonna be the score. So just go and fucking play. Morning walk talk in the office. Your obsession world that I love so much, your obsession with yesterday and your disrespect for today and your underestimation of tomorrow is why so many of you don't love every day of your life. The ability of the collective 8 billion people on earth to fall in love with beating themselves up about something that happened yesterday is the great fascination of mine. There's no time machine ogres. You can't go back. You can't go back to yesterday. You can't, by the way, Time Machine Tiny Ogre is a V Friends character in book games. There's no time machines to let you go back to yesterday to fix the thing that you fucked up, that you were silly about. It's over. Not understanding how awesome the opportunity is for today to learn from that and execute is a huge mistake. Your energy is going to yesterday, thus not allowing you to execute today, and most importantly, not allowing you to understand what tomorrow's opportunity is. I just don't understand the obsession with yesterday. Fuck yesterday. Fuck yesterday. morning walk talk, sitting in the car edition with a D-Rock. Let's talk about how easy it is to be cynical and how hard it is to be optimistic. Cynicism's safe. It's easy. You're protected. This is bad. So then if it's bad, you're like, see, told you so. Optimism, super hard, right? Choosing optimism, hope, you can lose a lot. People will be like, see, you believed that that TV show was going to be a hit. That kid was going to be a star. That project was going to go well. And people judge. You know, optimism and cynicism are actually very interesting to me because I actually think they're completely driven by outside forces. People choose one or the other because of their relationship with judgment from the outside. The more I think about, you know, fingers and ears and why it's so important to be within yourself, for yourself, your own self-love, doing things for you, not detriment of others, and playing in that framework, the more I realize how much that seed impacts everything. Cynicism has become incredibly popular. It always was. The world was always more driven in volume by people who unfortunately were hurt or scared and insecure and thus worried about other people's judgments. The difference was in 1974, all those people sat and thought that in their own heads. They talked about that at the office water cooler or maybe at the kitchen table. Now we do that on social media and we're getting to expose how humans have always thought. People think social has changed everybody. I think it's exposed our truths. I actually think it's a good thing. People are struggling with that anxiety right now. I actually think it's one step backwards, six steps forward. We can start having these conversations. People can start self-reflecting. Why do I shit on everything before I even know what the outcome is? Oh, I'm protecting my insecurity. Things to think about this morning.